Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC member SIPC.
Looking for a market pullback?
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Welcome to Your Money Matters. I'm Charlie Turner in New York. While many market strategists have expressed optimism about the impact of a Donald Trump presidency on the markets, at least one is not so sanguine. Brad Lammensdorf, the CEO and founder of Active Alts, believes the current rallies will be coming to an end soon. Brad joins us now. So how soon will the rally end, Brad? Friday? Monday?
We don't try to pinpoint things that carefully. However, we do think that the risk gauges are extremely high in the marketplace due to valuation and sentiment. And sentiment, as we know, is a little more timely than valuation.
So you think this rally is due to end sometime soon after Inauguration Day, soon after Donald Trump is inaugurated this Friday?
Yeah, and I also think that fits well with the timeline that a lot of money that needs to come in, bonuses and such that were paid out at the end of the year that gets put into 401ks, needs time to sift into the marketplace. But I do think that as we move into the spring, we're going to see some serious deterioration in the markets.
Why is this? Are stocks overvalued?
Yeah, so no matter which way you look at the stock market, there's a tremendous amount of overvaluation, and people certainly can look at PEs. We like to look at price to sales. Price to sales is an extremely difficult number to manipulate, and currently it's as high as it was in 2000. So it's a very you're buying a lot of overvaluation when you start seeing those type of figures.
You write that equities are overowned at this late stage of the market cycle. What exactly do you mean by late stage of the market cycle?
So when markets get very, very oversold, they restart a new cycle. And stocks go from being out of favor to being very in vogue and then out. So there's a cycle that's being created with inside of, you know, these ups and downs that you see over time in the market. We currently have experienced, this is the third longest stock market rally in history. So, you know, we're getting very toward the end of the cycle that we've seen over the last, you know, several years of upward movement in the markets.
What should investors do at this point?
I know that hedge funds have not been a very popular investment as, you know, passive indexes have really dominated what's going on over the last several years. However, I'd like to remind everyone that the reason that the indexes are where they're at is because people were chasing yield. It's my opinion, especially under this new presidency, that growth is definitely going to accelerate. You're definitely going to have some regulation that loosens up. You're going to have some more profitability for companies, definitely domestic in nature for sure. Our biggest problem is that would normalize interest rates and make indexes look incredibly expensive. We think that at this point, relative value or long-short strategies probably can defend themselves a lot better in this environment than being stuck in overvalued passive indexes.
I'm speaking with Brad Lammensdorf, the CEO and founder of Active Alts, and you're listening to Your Money Matters.
Today's episode is supported by Morgan Stanley, who helped First Solar raise capital to expand into new markets. Now regions from the Atacama Desert in Chile to rural India have access to clean, renewable energy. First Solar is enabling a world powered by reliable and affordable solar electricity. Global business, it's something to see. Capital creates light in new places. More at morganstanley.com/firstsolar. Morgan Stanley & Co. LLC, member SIPC.
Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm speaking with Brad Lammensdorf of Active Alts. Brad, you write that investors now should be looking for active managers who can respond quickly as conditions change. You want to comment on that?
Yeah, sure. Like I said, the tide has lifted all boats over the last several years, and I think that it has created a very, very overvalued layer of names within the side of the marketplace. It's not that the entire marketplace is overvalued. It's just that the indexes are very overvalued. So there's a lot of gems within side of the marketplace that aren't in the indexes that are very interesting turnarounds. Natural gas is an area that I love right now that I think is a huge overweight, but yet they're not represented as an overweight in the indexes. So I think there's some excellent opportunities out there to improve your relative performance versus the indexes.
So you think oil and gas stocks are good picks because they'll benefit from a Trump presidency and his emphasis or de-emphasis of regulation?
Well, that's definitely going to help. My main thesis is that natural gas, I'm from Fort Worth, Texas, and natural gas is an extremely cyclical business. And when it becomes very starved from capital expenditures into finding new natural gas, the price tends to go up because there's a lag time to go out and actually drill and find the product. So we've been in a huge CapEx depression in natural gas for about 4 years now, and unlike the conventional wells that were created years ago, fracking wells tend to deteriorate much quicker. And the depletion curves have dropped much faster than people are probably realizing. And, you know, the major dose of CapEx that was put into this business in 2012 to 14, you know, that was 3 or 4 years ago now. So you're going to have a whole new need for a whole new layer of CapEx spend. Obviously, the presidency moving a lot of manufacturing over will suck up a lot of natural gas as well. On top of the fact that the Sabine Pass now, the LNG facility off the coast, is now operating and supplying LNG to all of the Atlantic coastlines, and by 2020, we will be the largest exporter of LNG, or compressed natural gas. So there's a bright future for the commodity, and like I said, the stocks are being, you know, thrown out for dead. So there's a lot of value, I think, in that area.
Brad Lammensdorf, CEO and founder of Active Alts, thank you very much for being on the podcast.
Thanks so much.
And that's this edition of Your Money Matters. Thank you for listening. I'm Charlie Turner at the news desk in New York.
Make us part of your daily commute. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.